Under the plan that will be recommended by the university, a new football practice building will go in where an outdoor practice field now sits, between Lane Stadium and an old-growth stand of trees known as Stadium Woods. The much-loved 11-acre forest was once on the list of potential sites for the new facility. Larry Hinker is Associate Vice President for University Relations at Virginia Tech.
The proposed and desired location for athletics, and now the recommended location for the indoor practice facility, will be on the existing practice facility immediately to the south of Castle Coliseum.
Recommendations for the new construction project include a requirement for minimal tree impact on Stadium Woods. A stone's throw from the proposed site of the practice space, the woods comprise one of the few old-growth white oak forests of uneven age left. Supporters rallied to its defense, pointing to its importance to people and wildlife and as an entity itself, which predates the arrival of Western settlers in this region.
It's special to a lot of people, particularly folks inside our academic community. And for those reasons, as well as others, and that's the benefit and the utility to our community, then the university has said we're not going to impinge upon it. And to a large extent, athletics has compromised in that they're giving up existing space and existing facilities so that we will not impinge on the woods at all.
The new plan is being hailed by some of the most vocal supporters of Stadium Woods. They credit the work of a host of environmental groups, students, activists, and professors who championed the woods. John Seiler is Alumni Distinguished Professor of Forest Biology and Chair of the Arboretum Committee, which approved the compromise plan.
The dialogue has been fantastic, and you know, we've got to this position by working together. I mean, literally walking out there and saying, you know, if the wall of the building came to here, we'd still be okay with that. No one ever did that before.
Sandwiched in near a residential area, college buildings, and the huge football complex, Stadium Woods is surely a land of many uses. Rebecca Paulson is founding member and executive director of Friends of Stadium Woods.
There are migratory birds that come here every spring and they nest in the woods. The woods are used as a classroom for a lot of the professors, especially in the College of Natural Resources and the Environment. And the ROTC cadets use it to do maneuvers and training. You know, people just come here to chill, and people come here to draw and do art, and it is a very beautiful location.
Paulson would like to see Stadium Woods made permanently off-limits to future development.
It needs the permanent protection so that we don't have to be focused, or the university doesn't have to be focused, on making sure that no one decides to build there.
Again, Larry Hinker.
The university just feels like it's inappropriate to tie the hands of any future administration 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 years into the future. Who knows what Blacksburg is going to look like at that point in time. Right now, the woods stand as they are, so there really is not any reason for us to go any further with it. We have no plans whatsoever for any kind of development into or alongside the woods, other than the one that is going to go on the existing footprint of the current athletic facility.
John Seiler has an idea for another compromise.
Even if this thing wasn't preserved some way because, you know, technical rules and things like that, it would be nice for the university to get to the point where it would be elevated in status, equivalent to the drill field, the duck pond, war memorial, that sort of thing. Because what I discovered in researching it, that's what we've got over there, and it should be celebrated.
I'm Robbie Harris.